Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is God Loves a Cheerful Giver. Amen. He loves when we give. And why is that? Because He gave us the greatest gift, the gift of eternal life through His Son, Jesus. If God is a giver, we all should be givers and giving cheerfully, happy to give. Amen? We're so glad you're reading the Bible with us. I'm encouraged that more and more people are coming into the Bible Book Club and reading the Bible along with us every day. I'm so excited. We're almost at the end of the year, and it seems just like yesterday we started reading the Bible. And now we're in September, October, November, December, only 3 months before you will have read the whole Bible. Can you imagine? And we're going to start again anew in January 1st of next year, 2018. So I'm just really excited, and I love to share the Word, and I love to read the Word of God. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Now I want to tell you what God in His grace has done for the churches in Macedonia. Though they have been going through much trouble and hard times, they have mixed their wonderful joy with their deep poverty, and the end result has been an overflow of giving to others. They gave not only what they could afford, but far more, and I can testify that they did it because they wanted to and not because of nagging on my part. They begged us to take the money so that they could share in the joy of helping the Christians in Jerusalem. Best of all, they went beyond our highest hope, for their first action was to dedicate themselves to the Lord and to us for whatever directions God might give to them through us. They were so enthusiastic about it that we have urged Titus, who encourage your giving in the first place, to visit you and encourage you to complete your share in this ministry of giving. You people, there are leaders in so many ways. You have so much faith, so many good preachers, so much learning, so much enthusiasm, so much love for us. Now I want you to be leaders also in the spirit of cheerful giving. Friends, giving brings joy and abundance. When we give, God will give back to us, pressed down, and more than we can think or imagine. The Bible says that it brings joy to give, and it also brings abundance, because whatever we need, God will provide. Exodus 15:2 says, "The Lord is my strength, my song, and my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him. He is my Father's God, and I will exalt Him." And how did He do it? In song, in salvation, and in giving. David was a man of giving. Amen. And the Bible says, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my song. The Lord is my salvation. Not money is our strength. Not money is our song. Not money is our salvation. Only God can meet our needs, and He does it through many times of people touching people's heart to give. Praise the Lord. Like they've been doing in Houston. People went above and beyond to give for the need that was set before them. And that's why we know America's blessed, because its people are cheerful givers. Cheerful givers. They want to participate in any need that is out there. And thank God for that. Amen. Would you like to know this Jesus that I'm talking about, who is a giver, who God gave him as a sacrifice so we can have eternal life? And it's only through Jesus Christ that we can come to the Father, not by anyone else, not by an angel, not by other people, or not by money. You cannot buy your way into heaven. The only way is that God paid the price for us. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him shall have eternal life. And that's not my rule, that's God's rule. And we have to follow God's rule. Amen. So if you would like to know this Lord Jesus that we're talking about, He's so faithful. He's ever with us. He never leaves us or forsakes us. And He meets all of our needs. Amen. If you would like to, you can bow your head and say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask You to come into my life. Lord, I don't know too much about You. I don't know You that well. I don't know You at all, probably. And Lord, but I want to know You. I want to know, why did You die for me? Lord, we are precious in Your sight, Father God. And Lord, You would that all men would come to repentance. And Lord, You said that if You be lifted up, all men will be drawn unto You. And so we lift You up, that all, for all the world to see, Father God, Your power, Your might, Your glory, Father God. And we thank You for dying for us. We thank You for making a way. We thank You for opening doors, Father God. We thank You for opportunities to give, Father God, and give abundantly, Lord. Yes, Jesus, You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You will always meet our needs. And we have never found You to be unfaithful to us. And Lord, so we are going to be faithful to You. And Lord, I ask You to forgive me for my sin, Lord, and I also forgive anyone who have hurt me, Father God. And Lord, I forgive them just as You forgave me. I'm obliged to also forgive others, no matter what their sins are. And Lord, no matter what my sin is, You have forgiven me. And I thank You for it. I accept You as my Lord and Savior in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer with me, would you let me know? I would love to know that you today became a new creature. The Bible says when one person receives the Lord, all the angels rejoice. It's amazing to them to see that. And secondly, that we are a child of God. Only He can do what we cannot do. He can make a way where there is no way. He is the life giver. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. And one day He will be coming back for you and me. Amen.